Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
I always like that noise at the end there, so I emphasize it, yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 4th of July Eve. But I feel like the holiday is already upon us, which means Laura's whole Week of America thing has actually taken over.
Yay!
Yeah, because
our country tis.
Okay, you don't have to sing. But anyway,
land
I said you don't
liberty.
Have to sing. Come on now, this is in kindergarten.
Oh.
Did you learn that in kindergarten?
When,
yeah. Don't you start learning all
I
that
was going to say,
really
when
early?
Do you start to learn patriotic songs? It is pretty young.
Uh-huh. And then you do the Pledge of Allegiance and all that.
And then don't forget that fun moment when Amy Knight and I, when she called in and we sang together.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
50 nifty United States.
I still have nightmares about that, but it was great entertainment for everyone. Anyway, so yeah, the 4th of July has taken hold.
It's amazing.
I think it has to do with Pine Otter Days a little bit if you're in the Nori area. They do anything anywhere else because Pine Otter Days really is like the kingpin. Like anything going on in the coal region, like
maybe
they blow up an old coal mine or something? Or
no, they try not to blow things up anymore.
Okay.
I mean, maybe back in the day.
I don't know.
And setting fireworks off in or around Centralia is still frowned upon since starting the mine fire.
It's a little dangerous, yeah.
Having gone into, you know,
especially
the trash heap
and when you're up there late
falling
at night
down
and the blue
into
gases
the coal
are coming out of the ground. Yeah,
not no, it's green.
Time.
Green, not no, blue. Green.
It's blue. Bluish green, whatever. Don't light the fireworks and throw them in there.
Not a
don't
good
throw
idea.
Them in the crevasse or the
not
crevice.
A good idea. No,
something's
going to
blow
actually,
up.
I am not sure. Typically, there are some church picnics and things like that, so yeah. I have to see.
Well, what do you do personally tomorrow?
Me?
I mean, you're going to do the show here, and then what? What do you do?
I go to my second favorite place on Earth other than this radio station.
Knoebels?
There it is.
Oh.
Knoebels.
That's cool.
Fun food and fantasy.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Knoebels actually does a really cute 4th of July parade with some antique rides and things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, in the middle of the afternoon. It's adorable. So a friend is coming to visit. We're going to take the pooches down to the park.
Because it's pooch friendly.
It is. It is
all
pup
right.
friendly.
If I show up, can you sneak me in the parade like...
Of course.
And Cosmo and I could walk down.
Remember, when we were talking about Cosmo's coin dive and everything, Cosmo and I are best friends.
I know, that's why
I can
I'm
make
asking.
These things happen.
Could I, like, walk with him, like, in the front of the parade?
No. You could probably be mid-pack waving a flag.
Do I look like a mid-pack kind of guy?
No, but we're going to place you there so as not to startle anyone.
Okay, then. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. No late night sound bites because all those lucky dogs get the week off. But we do have vintage.
Ooh.
Just like yesterday, we have more vintage late night sound bites. Do you remember David Letterman?
Of course I do.
Hey, 4th of July, you excited about it? Of course, everybody, it's the birth day of our... And you know what, call me old-fashioned, but what I love best about the 4th of July is all of the flags. You know, it's great to see the American flag. I mean, everywhere you go, yards, businesses, any place around. Isn't it nice to see? Of course, they're all made in China, but still.
Setting off the fireworks early with Katy Perry, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Everybody loves fireworks on the 4th of July. Oh, wait, except for maybe your dog. Oh, my.
I'm very, very lucky. My dogs are actually okay with fireworks because we do live next to a very large outdoor trap shoot.
Right.
One of the largest in the Northeast, actually.
And I used to live just houses away from the Nori Gun Club, and we trained my dog to get used to the very loud booms.
Yes, same. I've done the same thing.
It got to the point where he was trained so well that when there would be a loud boom, he'd look at me and say, hey, you okay? Like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wagging my
tail.
Are
you okay?
I'd be like, yeah, man, that's good. However, there are people out there that think that we should ban all fireworks because their dog peed on the rug this morning or something.
Some dogs really don't handle it well.
Or eats the couch. Whatever.
I feel bad for those pooches. I feel bad for the animals.
And their owners. But guys, lighten up. social media is getting a little ugly.
It did yesterday. Yes. So we were talking about it. We aired this PSA thing.
Here it is. It's because your dog is...
Is your dog not going to the bathroom on the carpet? Has it been ages since your little puppy has ripped up a brand new couch?
It has been.
Missed the days of your dog incessantly barking all night?
Well,
introducing 4th of July fireworks.
Yes!
This 4th of July, your neighbors will be lighting off fireworks all night long and getting your carpet soiled by your dog like the good old days. Say goodbye to that beautiful couch and goodbye to a good night's rest. 4th of July fireworks. This sucks.
So there you go. I mean, it was all said and done in jest. You have a dog that occasionally eats a sofa.
That is true.
MacGyver
and
just
other
gets
things.
Hungry.
And other things. MacGyver just loves to ingest things that
dogs,
he shouldn't.
Like, you can't then outlaw sofas and rocks, very large rocks laying out in the field. Your dog has eaten them and needed surgery. We can't outlaw rocks.
Multiple times.
Dog yes. Eat them.
Not just once, not twice, not three times. Three
people,
times.
People, let's relax. Let's not make the 94KX social media as bad as the WKOK news.
Right?
On social media.
Here's the thing. What ended up happening was they took then my comment saying, get your dog a thunder shirt.
Yeah.
That was a mere suggestion. That is not a cure-all. I am not pretending to be an expert. And right. Actually, my point is that people take everything to extremes on social media.
Right.
And everyone just needs to calm down.
Everybody needs to calm down because when Tommy Tom says something really stupid, everybody laughs and they go, oh, he's funny. When Laura gives a suggestion, they're like, well, that might not work. Like you said, get the dog a thunder shirt. It might not work. I said, give the dog a bottle of Robitussin. Nobody complained about me.
I think the complaints on social media were about the entire conversation because the individuals in question have pooches who don't like fireworks. And Dexter, my golden retriever, people have seen pictures on him who has since passed.
Rest in peace, Dexter.
Yes, he actually was deathly afraid of thunderstorms because when he was kenneled... once way back when, he was actually in a severe thunderstorm and a tornado touched down.
Right.
So that's legit, though.
He carried that with him.
Well, but some dogs, fireworks affect them the same way.
But a point here is you can't outlaw thunderstorms.
No,
they kind of just happen.
They do. So I took some steps and a thunder shirt worked for him. But then he also needed, and I quipped yesterday, try a little puppy Prozac.
There you go.
He needed some medication to help him. And we did our best to try and give it to him when a thunderstorm was imminent. But sometimes it just didn't work. So that's why we crated him and we kept him as safe as possible.
Yes.
I rescued my neighbor's dog from a roof in Mount Carmel because of fireworks several years ago. I'm serious.
You know, my Uncle Larry used to do the same thing. He used to have a couple of beers, he'd set off some bottle rockets, he'd crawl up on the roof.
I don't think you're helping yourself there with that story.
Okay, sorry. But you know what? Here's our point. We get paid to entertain people, and someone nice like Laura gets paid to entertain and help people. You people that may have an objection with anything we say, take it easy. We're only radio people.
It's just the monster that is social media.
Yes.
And the thread that is on there, I'm leaving it. I'm not deleting it. Like,
it's
sort of epic because then people start, like, commenting from far away, like, policing themselves, going back and forth. Everyone's getting nasty. And I'm like, guys,
calm down. Deep
breaths. It's the week of America. What we should be doing is drinking a Budweiser,
celebrating our independence,
wearing an American flag bandana, and setting off some legal fireworks in an appropriate location, which is way outside of town.
Perhaps.
Especially after the big win yesterday.
USA.
USA.
USA, baby.
USA. USA.
Matt's got details coming up with new sports and Acuant. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I miss the sound of Nirvana. Definitely. Always makes me wonder what they would be doing if they were still together.
Oh, I know.
Kurt Cobain was a genius. That's all I'm going to say.
I often wonder, like, if he hadn't passed, like what would have happened to that, like, the grunge genre of music, and how would he have influenced other types of music? Because
other
he was
types of
yes
music.
Other types
Perfect.
Of music,
because grunge wasn't going to last forever. How would he have transformed? You know, the Beatles fan I am, I once called Kurt Cobain the next John Lennon, and my buddies who are Beatle fans were insulted by that, but I still think he would have been. There you have it. 6:46, God bless America. Fourth of July. Here are the five things that people are proud of.
About America?
When it comes to America.
Oh, fun.
I'm not really sure. I wish Matt was here for this, because this, you know, he'd be like America.
He's working in the newsroom. There are a lot of breaking news stories.
Yes. He gets busy once in a while and has to leave our studio. Number five, our achievements in sports.
That makes sense.
Yep. Finished on 73% of the ballots. Look at the USA women's soccer team. Wow.
I know.
A game yesterday. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The officials almost ruined the game. But the USA goalie stopped the tying goal on a PK, and they won 2-1.
That save, because I was watching yesterday afternoon, that save, I know you have to pick a side.
That's it. They say PKs are 50-50, and it has nothing to do with the talent of the goalie.
Like,
it's going one way
like
or the
she
other.
Was already diving right when that ball went to that direction.
She
to
saw
the right.
something in the eyes.
Or in the hips.
British, in the hips, or... anything in the body.
But you choose. Like you choose
one
ahead of time.
Other.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you have it. Anyway, hats off to the American women. So much better than the American men. And I'm tired of coming up today, USA and Jamaica in the Men's Gold Cup. Hey, nobody's watching. They're watching the World Cup. Can we move on? All right. So, yes, achievements in sports. Not just American sports like the Super Bowl or, you know,
but the
baseball.
Olympics.
The Olympics.
We do well on the world stage.
Yes,
we do well on the world stage.
Number four, America's economic achievements. It's interesting. I think you have to go back in history.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I don't think you look so much at today, what's going on with tariffs and barters and all that. But
no, and we are falling behind on the clean energy race.
I think so. Very good point. Number three, American culture and the arts. Yes.
Absolutely.
Even though a lot of American art is derived from art elsewhere, it's still very
good. But we have our own musical genres like bluegrass and jazz and those things that sort of came about here.
Yep, country music.
In our great nation.
Right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Number two, which I would have thought would be number one.
Oh.
Number two, the U.S. military.
Oh, why isn't that number one?
I don't know.
We kind of have the biggest and the best.
But yeah, that's the quickest way you could possibly say it.
Yeah, the biggest and the best.
So maybe number one helps number two, but I still think the military should be number one.
What's number one?
The number one thing we're proud of in America, scientific achievements. So that would be the best military.
NASA.
That would be NASA. Mm-hmm. That would be medical achievements. That would be everything. Everything scientific. So there you have it.
I like those top two. Those are two things we should be very, very proud of.
Yes. One thing that missed the list that we may want to reconsider for next year's voting. Diversity.
Mm-hmm. We are a melting pot, and we should be proud to be.
And it did not make the top five. So there
but
you
on the
it.
Top 10, so that's okay.
Be proud, America. Tom and Lori in the morning, 94KX News coming up next. A check on sports. A check on AccuWeather. What was that? Did somebody drop their head on the floor?
That was me. I hit my head on the counter again.
You did that the other day, and we weren't going to talk about it. Now the
you
audience
gotta stop
knows.
Doing that.
I do. I'm
now
sorry.
Now the audience knows that you whacked your noggin. Anyway.
Murph stayed at home today to sleep in with his daddy. And the reason why I hit my head previously was because of Murphy. I was like fishing out a ball.
Murphy's always the reason. He's going to
attack you. Today it's... 110% my own fault.
There you go.
All me. Yeah. I have no excuses. I can't blame the dog.
Okay, no more booms in the control room unless we're setting off fireworks. All right?
No, there will be no fireworks in the control room or anywhere near here, please and thank you.
I don't know if that's a good idea, just for our purposes.
You just got us in trouble with upper management.
Oh, boy.
Because we do have a new sponsor just in time for
really?
The 4th of July.
This week's show is brought to you by Bubba's Barbecues, Beer, Fireworks, and Urgent Care.
Hey, there's a combo.
Your one-stop shop for everything you'll need this 4th of July weekend. Now with sunscreen and apple pies, too. That's Bubba's Barbecues, Beer, Fireworks, and Urgent Care.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! That's right. Be caller number four right now on the Ford Fun Line to get yourself a family four-pack of pool passes just in time for the 4th of July. And then also be qualified for your very own party at Knoebels.
Caller four, right?
Caller four right now. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX, this is caller four on the Ford Fun Line.
All right.
Hi, who's this?
This is Danica.
Hi, what are you doing?
On my way to work.
Oh, you have to work today, huh? You didn't take the week off?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. I wish everybody had off for the week of America.
Me too.
Right?
Where are you from? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, where are you from?
Where are you from?
Sunbury.
All right, you're on your way to Canovas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. There's my jam. Khalid, celebrity birthdays. We're talking about 4th of July music behind the scenes here. That could be a social media thing. What's your favorite?
Oh, patriotic song. Yeah. We should
that
do
is a good
that.
One.
That's
Intern
a great
Jordan
question.
Intern Jordan could jump on that. You just played a snippet of American Girl by Tom Petty.
Hold on.
I love that song.
A great selection.
A great selection.
There we go.
She's an American girl.
Right?
Raised on promises.
It's so good. This is like young Tom Petty.
Yes.
And the Heartbreakers.
And where's he from, guys?
Florida.
He's probably the most normal guy ever to come out of here.
Okay.
There it is. All right.
Matt, I could jam out to this for the rest of the day.
And you are. And Matt mentioned Born in the USA, Springsteen. Who doesn't love Bruce Springsteen, especially, you know, when he's got
the boss.
When he's standing in front of the American flag with his blue jeans on and his ball cap sticking out of his back.
That's right.
You gotta love that.
All right, how about another one?
That's
are you ready?
America.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Name that tune.
Summer of 69, is that really a 4th of July song?
I think it's just like Americana.
Oh, okay.
It is, yes.
Americana.
Ryan Adams, baby.
All right, that's cool. Chris Elio working on our sister station this morning. He loves Neil Diamond's America Today.
And he does a very good impression,
does
too.
Does an amazing impression.
His Neil Diamond may be just as good as your Elvis. We should have a sing-off someday.
You know what? I'd be down for that.
All right, I have one more. And this is more like a Lura Speed kind of patriotic song.
Oh, boy.
Song.
Oh, boy. Brace yourself, Effie.
This is... not surprising at all.
This is
wait
not
for
the
it. Where did she wake up? LAX. And my cardigan.
You just got the moves and all this down pat. She should have done the music video. Geez.
Am I going to fit in? Where are we going to party? In the USA.
Okay. All right.
We're partying today after that win.
Okay. That might be. That might be one. I think.
All right. All right. I'll redeem myself.
How could you possibly redeem yourself after Miley Cyrus? Time ago. There it is.
Yeah. Much better.
I'm good at this game.
American Pie.
Yeah.
Don McLean.
There it is. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, good woman.
That is a pretty good selection right
I
there.
I tried. I'm going to have to keep going. I'm going to build my playlist on my phone.
All right.
We got to do the celebrity birthdays.
Oh.
But first... some of the celebs celebrating birthdays. Music-wise, we're kind of suffering, but I got to throw in Tom Cruise is 57 today, and Bieber still wants to fight him. So
hurry up, jump up on the couch.
Do we have to do this topic again?
So there you go.
Jump up on the couch.
Let's skip over the topic.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Vince Clarke is 59 today, though. Vince Clarke is the keyboard player for Yaz, but he was also a member of Erasure and Depeche Mode. So the guy's been around. So there you have it. And if you want to salute the flag, God bless America. Aaron Tippin is 61 today. He's a country singer. And he did that song, Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagles Fly. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, no, so I know that song.
That's
yeah.
a little bit of America there.
Okay.
So there you have it. Those are the musical birthdays. Now it's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Amber Mole from Northumberland. She's 35.
A very happy birthday to Jessica Davis from Sealands Grove, 53 today.
Olivia Zellers from Sunbury is the big 4-0 today. Happy birthday.
Casey Wilson is 22 today. Happy birthday.
Lynn Morgan is 46.
Robert Berry from Northumberland is 58. Happy birthday.
Bob Berry, yeah, I know that guy. He's a good guy. Why is he Robert on the list? Anyway, Devin Brocious from Thompsontown is 27 today.
Marilyn Gresh is 68 today.
Sarah Shambach is 39. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Douglas Wilson. He's 29.
Marcia Stanton from Middleburg is 42.
Xavier Bethel from Middleburg is 47. Happy birthday.
Jeffrey Stom from Dalmatia is 25 today. Happy birthday.
Mary Klein from Sealands Grove is 38.
Nobody on the text club today celebrating a birthday.
We have a couple from Facebook. Rodney Heim from Paxtonville is 8 years old today. That's
eight.
From mom.
Yep.
8 years old. And then we have a special first birthday wish.
Wow.
Raylan Ragel from Cole Township turns one.
One.
Nice.
One.
A birthday you'll never remember, but the parents always remember.
Of course. Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you could always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can call us up on the Ford Fun Line or text us at 49330. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 4th of July Eve. You got your hot dogs ready? That's America.
Yes,
apple
it is.
Apple pie, hot dogs.
Do you know that on average, on the 4th of July, Americans consume around 150 million hot dogs?
That's what I was just going to tell our audience. That was point number two, but very good.
Mm-hmm. We also spend the billions on beer.
Well, yeah. Number one, the American flag. Only 61% of us own an American flag. That's kind of sad. Only 61%.
Oh, I put American flags in my flower boxes.
Yes, you do, out on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Only 61% of us own one, but what might even be sadder than that is most of them aren't made in America. America imports $5.4 million worth of American flags from China every year.
Yeah.
Can we please start making our own flags?
Maybe we should re-examine that particular import.
I think we should. I think we should. Number two, what you mentioned, 150 million hot dogs will be eaten on the 4th of July alone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And on to number three, beer.
Mm-hmm.
$1 billion of beer will be drunk tomorrow.
$1.2 billion to be exact.
And another $568 million in wine.
Uh-huh.
Boxes, cans.
People are looking for a little spritzer on the 4th.
All right. More than 16,000 firework shows are going on across the country tomorrow. About 870 people will go to Wait a minute. I thought it was thousands. 870 people will go to the emergency room due to accidents with their own fireworks.
That's it nationwide?
That's got to be higher.
860, like in the hundreds?
Yeah, 870, yeah. I thought it would be higher than that.
Oh, good job, guys.
Yeah, which is good.
That's a good thing. Down. Yay.
Now on to the bad things.
Uh-oh.
Eight people will die tomorrow because of fireworks. Let's get that number down, please.
Yeah, let's get it to zero.
And finally, there were 2.5 million residents when the United States became independent in 1776. There are 131 times more people living here now. That's approximately 327.2 million people in America today.
Very cool.
That is very cool. Fourth of July, by the numbers. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX News. 8 o'clock news on the way next. Great day to wash the car, lady.
Yes, indeed.
Now, are you into dragging out the hose and the bucket and the towels and all that and doing it in the driveway?
Heck no. Heck no.
I like your honesty.
I can't be bothered either.
Yeah,
it was fun when I was a little kid and I was helping my dad, not going to lie, or my pop-up.
There you go. But now.
I'm about convenience.
But now we have Ultimate Express Car Wash.
That is correct.
Morning, Butch and all the guys. It's a Wednesday at the wash.
Butch may or may not see me like three times a week.
Me too.
Of course.
Danville, Sealands Grove, or Williamsport?
It depends where I am, but typically Sealands Grove and or Danville.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wednesday at the wash. If you're a member of the text club, do it right now.
That's right. Text the keyword wash to 49330. Also, make sure that you're a member of our text club. Get signed up, and then you will be sent that coupon code, $2 off any wash at Ultimate Express Car Wash, and then also in the running for a $20 gift card from our buddy Butch.
That's right. And when you see Butch today, tell him Tom and Laura say it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Maybe you're on your way to work. Maybe you're on the way into a long weekend. I actually had somebody here in the building say this to me yesterday. See you Monday.
What?
I was like,
who got to take off that many days?
I was like, dude, it's Tuesday.
That's a 5-day weekend. Oh,
man,
that's a nice little long weekend.
That's like a week's vacation right there. But that's what some people do. They take Wednesday because the 4th of July is Thursday, and then they take Friday, and then you've got Saturday and Sunday. So if you are that person and you are not driving to work, you're heading out of town or what have you, lucky, lucky you. Mm-hmm. Celebrate the nation. Red, white, and blue beer. I think it comes out of Baltimore. Anybody know if they still make it? Somebody should buy a case of red, white, and blue and celebrate 4th of July.
Hold on.
It was like the worst beer ever.
Google All right. is our friend.
What are you swiping there, Jordan?
My phone won't load.
Your phone won't load?
No.
Oh, it's not loading. Okay. Because no. We're going to check our social media question of the day. What's a song that...
What was that?
Somebody just blew something up. All the lights went out here in the studio and came back on real
oh
quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't be scared. We're okay.
That just, like, freaked me out.
You and Jordan look like twins there for a second. Your eyes got real big. You're like, what was that? I don't know. Maybe a squirrel just bit the old bullet there. Anyway, red, white, and blue beer and Pabst. Pabst Blue Ribbon. There's another one.
Well, actually, Red, White, and Blue Special, which was a lager, it is brewed by Pabst.
Okay.
And it's an American adjunct lager.
Okay.
There's rotating availability, but it is retired, no longer brewed. So if you do find it out and about, because it has rotating availability, it means that someone has saved that particular case or can of beer for quite some time.
So it's old beer. We're not going to find it at W&S there in Norrie. We're not going to find it at Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
All right, some of the...
Corey, you got some red, white, blue? Not going to happen.
Oh my God, some of these comments are great. Poured the can into my underaged gullet. This was the beer from my childhood that even underaged drinkers soon avoided. The aroma was very similar to dishwater, and the appearance was a pale yellow color that is lighter than apple juice. It couldn't be cold enough to taste good. If it started,
that's America right there.
If it started to warm up, you had to chug it so you could keep it down.
Yeah, red, white, and blue.
Wow, the can looks great. Look at that nostalgic can.
That's America. This is what I'm saying. Red, white, and blue. That's America. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was made by Pabst. Pabst, though, and this was announced today, Pabst Blue Ribbon is launching a new product that they call, wait for it, morning show radio people.
Oh, boy.
Hard coffee.
Ooh, ooh.
It's iced coffee that's 5% alcohol by volume.
Ooh.
Guess where they're testing it? Wait for it.
Florida.
Pennsylvania.
Here.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Florida.
There it is.
And Georgia. There it is.
Oh.
No word on when it will go nationwide. PBR Hard Coffee.
It's a stout.
5% alcohol.
Wow.
Good.
Mornings.
Good.
Mornings just got a little bit better.
Dizzier? No, better?
Dizzier.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. All our late night guys have the week off for vacation, but we've got vintage late night sound bites.
This weekend is the July 4th holiday weekend, or as your dog calls it, PTSD Day.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on 4th of July Eve. News is coming up next. And sports with Matt, because Rob Center's on vacation. Also, AccuWeather for the weekend, the holiday weekend. Here's the four hazards of the 4th of July we might not be aware of. It's weird.
Oh, does it involve, one of them involve fireworks?
Well, when I saw the 4th of July, I figured, okay.
Fireworks.
But it's really, they shouldn't have said the four hazards of the 4th of July. It could be all summer, right? Because there are fireworks and all that. Here are the ones we might not be aware of.
One's got to be the grill.
Careful now, Matt. No, listen to them. Number one is dehydration. Okay.
Okay.
That's summer.
That's all summer long, yeah.
Number two is interesting. I know Laura knows probably all of these. Ingredient-induced burns. Okay? That would be like ingredients that if you got them on your hands or your arms and you're out in the sun, it kills your sunblock, like lime juice and stuff like that. Mm. They mentioned mangoes and carrots and parsley.
Anything acidic.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. I actually did not know that.
So, Matt, when you're standing at your grill, if you accidentally get a little of that lime juice or whatever you might be using on your chicken or
wash it off.
Yeah, wash it off. Number three is a given, food poisoning.
Yeah, don't let that coleslaw, potato salad, or macaroni salad sit out all day in the heat. And then right around 5:30, 6 o'clock, it's like 6 hours past lunch. You're like, I'm just going to have a scoop.
Yeah, you're going to have a scoop of grandma's
macaroni salad.
Don't do that.
With the egg-based dressing. Yeah, no. Yeah, keep it on ice.
Keep it on ice. Very good. And finally, number four, heat stroke. That could be all summer as well. Like, be careful.
That's tied into dehydration as well.
Yes, it is.
When you're drinking more booze, $1.2 billion to be exact tomorrow.
Yeah, we already covered
then you are water.
You got to drink the water.
Yeah, have a glass or two of water in between.
There you go. Let's be safe this holiday weekend. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You ever been to the Benton Rodeo? You're a horse lady.
Heck yeah.
See, I've never been there, and I should go.
Oh, it's super fun.
Because
no,
I heard
seriously.
It's like fun for the whole family.
It is. It's very, very fun. The Benton Rodeo is a good time.
But I was like a guy that grew up in the city, and we didn't have horses. So if you don't have horses, you can't have a rodeo. But the 35th annual Benton Rodeo is coming up July 16th to the 21st. Kyle is coming up later, and he's got some tickets for you. So
yes,
stay there. Family four packs.
Indeed.
Now, do they still do that? Here's what I'm going to get to here. I've probably never been to a rodeo because I have like the fear of clowns. And you know, when you have a rodeo, you have those clowns running around the barrels and all that stuff. That's just annoying to me.
They have a purpose.
Clowns at a rodeo have a purpose?
Yes, a rodeo clown actually has a really, really important job. And they're dressed in a funny way because their position is serious.
Do tell, because they're dressed like clowns.
Okay, so long story short.
I don't even take Ronald McDonald serious when I see him. I'm like, no, I don't want the McNuggets because you got that face.
Oh, geez. Okay, so at a rodeo though, it is fun for the entire family. So there are little kids there.
Okay.
When a cowboy or cowgirl is riding a bucking bronco or a bull, for example.
What's a bucking bronco?
A bucking bronco, which is a horse.
Yeah, I even knew that one.
A horse.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought your language was going astray there.
No, a bucking bronco or a bull.
Where's my bucking hat right between your bucking ears?
A bucking with a B, bronco.
Okay, all right.
So little kids are watching this. Long story short, the cowboy or cowgirl gets thrown off. Or they make the 8 seconds and they hop off.
Okay.
The rodeo clown's job is to distract said angry animal from going after the person who's just on their back.
That's
why they have barrels and things, and sometimes they hide in the barrels because it's for protection.
What kind of money does that job pay? Hey, Tom, we want you to put clown makeup on and crawl inside a barrel where there's wild animals.
And then almost get hit by them or even eaten by them. I don't even know.
And also, those particular clowns also help to handle and wrangle the animals, get them back in the chute, and also calm them down.
What do you know?
Mm-hmm.
There is not enough money in this world for me to do something like that.
It's not kind how they get the horses and the bulls to buck, though, but we don't need to talk about that on the radio.
Yeah? Okay.
No.
All right.
It's like a leather strap. It's sad.
That's not cool.
I don't like it.
The 35th annual Benton Rodeo is fun for the whole family. Clowns are not. And there you have it. It's coming July 16th, and your chance to win family four packs right here. Thank you for the education.
You're welcome. I do what I can.
Yeah. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. You okay?
I don't know. The lights keep flickering.
Yeah, I don't know. Is this like the Twilight Zone or something?
No, I think it's the thunder showers somewhere.
Like occasional rain showers through about 2 p.m. today, but I didn't think that we were supposed to have any thunderstorms, like little rain showers.
I think it's this afternoon is when we're supposed to get some thunderstorms, if that.
I don't know. Could be a little earlier. Anyway, if your lights are blinking, good luck to you. Hopefully we won't. We have a big, giant emergency generator downstairs in the basement, so we don't have to worry. It's just that when the lights blink, you get a little startled.
We do.
Sean Carey's on the way next. If you're startled, he'll hug you. He's a big fuzzy bear.
I have a question for you before we let Sean take over.
Okay.
So what are you doing tomorrow on your day off? Because I'm coming in.
Yep, you'll be doing the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll both be
back on Friday.
That's okay.
That's all right.
I get the rest of the day to party.
Yeah,
so
that's
fine. That's true.
And you know what? I already have my game plan. I'm going to come in. Obviously, we're here from 6 until 9, so I'll get here, like 5 or 6. And, afterwards, I'm going to have the breakfast of champions.
Which is
probably either a funnel cake and or monkey bread from Pine Otter Days.
Ah, there you go.
It's on the way home.
It's on the way home.
Exactly. Because like most activities today, tomorrow, they're from like 9 until 9 at Pine Otter Park and in the center of Northumberland. So I'm going to go and do that.
I am going to the meat market today. I'm gonna pick out the biggest USA red-blooded American steak.
There you go. And well done, my friend.
Like it. Doing it on the grill.
Yeah.
I like it.
Matt, you're not working tomorrow, are you?
I am not working tomorrow. Mark Lawrence will be in on the news tomorrow.
Yes.
So what are you doing?
I am going up to tonight to my parents' boat at Lake Wallenpaupack.
Nice.
We're going to do a little boating up there.
We talked about this months ago. Matt's dad finally accomplished a dream in buying a boat. He always wanted.
Awesome.
Now, you spend a lot of time on that boat with your dad, which I think is great. I wish I could spend time with my dad.
It was more or less my mom's dream, but we got my dad on last minute. Yes.
Now, here's the deal. When do Uncle Tommy and Aunt Laura get invited on the boat?
Great question.
You tell me a date and we'll get you up there.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. Sean Carey will stay behind and do the show. Have a good day and happy holiday, everybody.
Bye.